for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Alabama State Senate passes a near-total ban on abortion.
Democratic Senator Bobby Singleton saying even a 12-year-old rape victim couldn't get an abortion.
Is it right for a baby to have to carry a baby after being raped?
It does make exceptions to protect the life of the mother. The bill's GOP sponsors say the goal is the eventual overturning of Roe v. Wade. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey says she hasn't decided if she'll sign the measure.
Fox's Sean Langell. Fewer Americans are being born. The birth rate last year, the lowest since 1986, with more women waiting to have kids.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says American women produced just 3.7 million babies last year, and the birth rate for women ages 15 to 44 was 59 babies per 1,000 women, and that's an all-time low.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Trend has emerged and it's hurting America's children.
My name's Jon Snow.
Parents are naming their children after Game of Thrones characters, and it doesn't stop there.
My name is Obi-Wan Anderson. God, I hate Star Wars.
I feel the same way about Lord of the Rings. My name is Frodo Leibowitz.
I know what you mean. My name is Kirk.
Oh, that's not so bad.
My first name is Captain.
Please, give your children a chance. Just think how she'll feel when your little girl has to write Khaleesi on a job application.
I begged Mommy to change my name, but she said I'll always be her beautiful little Thanos. Please stop this insanity.
Always something going on with your favorite morning show. Greg Budell, I understand you've got a new secretary. How do you call her into your office?
Get right in here, will you, Mrs. O'Fagans?
Jay Scott, what's going on in your private life?
I'm a loner, and I like it.
Here's something special. An intimate conversation between Emily Hayes and fiancé.
Is this a honeymoon?
No, no, shame on you. No hinky-pinky before the nuptials. Not so much afterwards, either.
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Here's another behind-the-scenes treat. Rich Thomas swearing in a new group of Weather Rangers.
I repeat after me. I.
Your name.
Your name.
Shmoo.
Max.
We'll get back to you on that one, Rich. Loosely translated, that means stand by for three men and a lady.
Tim Conway, what an incredible comment. We're going to salute him this morning. We've got a lot going on. The Bob Albers winning word just ahead. I'm Greg Goodell.
Great Scott.
Jay Scott is here. He's gathering his random facts right now. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
She's on the wave right now. Let's start with the forecast with Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
What a remarkable morning out there. In fact, I'm about to post that on and tweet it with some temperatures around the area right now. And I'm remarking that we won't see a morning like this again until several weeks into the college football season. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Sunshine, low humidity, nice day today, high around 82. Mostly clear, not as cool tonight, but still, we'll take 61. Yeah, you bet we will. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 86. Now, we can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. I've got the rain chances ridiculously low and 15 to 20%, but we note that some of the models are trying to hint at a little boundary that comes into the state. Then on Friday, high in the upper 80s. Friday and Saturday, upper 80s to around 90. A little bit more humidity creeps in. Not much change Sunday with a high around 89. Can't rely on an isolated storm by late Sunday into Sunday evening. And a better chance of a few spotty storms perhaps on Monday. Right now this morning, looking around the area, Selma and Prattville at 50. Troy's at 49? Really? Alex City, 51. It's 54 at Danley Field with clear skies and calm winds at 6:11.
You know, it's a fantastic morning. I was out in the yards, you know, I had the grill going. Everything was perfect.
Cooking steaks for us?
Yeah, no, it was everything. In fact, I got up early this morning, felt rested, which is weird.
That's good.
And that was around, I don't know, 1:20, 1:30.
That's good. Look at this beautiful dog.
Oh, she is God. Gypsy Poodle.
Gypsy Poodle. I told Elizabeth
she's patriotic
that
too.
That we talked about her on the radio, and this was the happiest dog when Elizabeth came back to the door, and she was all done. She was so happy and bouncing around.
She's so soft.
Does she smell good too?
Oh yeah.
You know what I love about Elizabeth, and it's we had talked. The whole story is one of my favorites in the 14 years I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had this dream, and her dad helped her get started with a minimal amount of money. And dad was a believer in News Talk. And now I think she's got two mobile grooming salons.
Two and maybe working on three? I'm not sure.
Yeah, and she's put together and, you know, found incredible people. But the thing that most impressed me was when the first time she came over, the dogs didn't know what she was there to do, so they just ran out and they wanted her attention and stuff. The second time, after they knew her, they still ran out and were excited to see her.
Right.
Knowing they were going to get groomed. Right. She has that gift with dogs that's, they trust her. She's got such a good soul.
Pets know who are dog people.
Yes.
I agree.
And Mange Dewini, he's getting his, I think, a week from
the 20th. She said it's next week.
Yeah, because little chunk-a-doodle-doo, he's getting fluffy like Bailey.
Yeah, fluffy. Is that the word?
Yeah.
I'm fluffy, too.
Oh, my God.
If that's the word.
I know. Yeah. I don't know that that works or not, but she's just really, really good. They have a Facebook page, by the way, if you're interested. It's so convenient. I had some good groomers here. Edna loved you. But the strategery of trying to get the dogs there and picked up with the schedules that Roz and I have was really tough.
Hey, this is a tough schedule, especially your split schedule like that.
So to have them come to the house and in the driveway and the dogs are right there and back in the house when they're done, that's pretty cool. That is a great story. Congratulations to Elizabeth for her incredible success. We're going to take a quick break here for some local news, and then we're right back. 6:14 with three men and a lady. Enjoy it, as Rich said. Ain't too many of these left.
From Alabama's
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama legislature has passed the nation's most restrictive abortion law. It makes performing an abortion a felony with almost no exceptions. Opponents say they will file legal challenges to the bill. The city of Selma is receiving a $1 million federal grant to help curb violent crime. A committee is in place to decide how to distribute the money. Officials say they have 18 months to utilize the grant money. And Montgomery Public School officials say Park Crossing High School was vandalized and they believe students are responsible. MPS officials say they caught over 20 students on video. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the students will be punished, including keeping seniors from walking at graduation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ready, Master Control?
Ready, switch on.
It's time to wake up now.
Time to wake up now.
The time has come to wake up.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Do you know what today is?
What? Hump Day.
Wednesday. Is it over the hump day?
Hump Day!
I don't know what that means, but I know where she humps.
So chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
It is showtime and time for...
It's electric!
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
A lot of... national sorrow over the passing of Tim Conway at age 85 yesterday. He was just a funny, funny guy. And you kind of feel it for Carol Burnett because all of her buddies are just about gone except for Vicki Lawrence.
So there was this TV show in Cleveland with a guy named Goulardi. That was his name.
As in a monster kind of ghoul?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Hosting a horror movie. Uh-huh. And it was Ernie Anderson. The voiceover guy.
Announcer?
Yeah. This was him, and pushing the buttons. The director in the booth is Tim Conway.
Wow.
Who would do a few skits for the show,
uh-huh.
And then was noticed, and then Steve Allen brought him on the show, and then he got McHale's Navy, and
wow.
then he went on to Carol Burnett. And I love when he would crack up Harvey Korman.
That was the best. That was the best. That the chemistry was so tight in that group, they couldn't keep a straight face, even when they were shooting, you know, a segment for the show. We have a little clip here from one of many classic. We opened the show with the Carol Burnett thing that Rusty produced for us, and there's a couple of Tim Conway moments in that. This is from The Dentist.
Doctor, please get this tooth out of my mouth.
All right.
Now.
Let's see, now, if we're going to pull her out, we'll have to have those pulley things. The pulleys and pinchy things and the little picky things. There. Pinchy, picky, pulley. See, I'll get my manual just a minute on that. Pull tooth, T, T. T-O-T-O-O, T-O-T-O-T-H. Here we are. Pull your tooth out. Boy, this is going to hurt.
The one of my favorite was the Mr. Tudball with Carol Burnett with her tight skirt over a sizable, deliberately sizable keister with that funny walk she used. And he called it Mrs. Wiggins. And I'm not making this up. When the Orioles would come play the Yankees in the spring, the Orioles had a player named Alan Wiggins, and we used to shout as a group, "How's a Mrs. Wiggins?" Just to be idiots in the stands. Okay, that's all I'm confessing this morning. Speaking of sports.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Brazilian.
Whoa.
As in Brazilian barbecue wings. Yet another amazing invention from the head fry cook, Bob Baumhauer. That's how he signs his emails and stuff, and his business card says head fry cook. Sweet and tangy with just the right amount of heat. You get your choice of signature boneless hot lips or Baumhauer's legendary traditional wings starting at just $4.99. These are available only while supplies last. Brazilian. It reminds me of a joke about former President Bush II, W. And it had something like, how many soldiers were lost in the battle with three Brazilians? He says, man, that's a lot. We got to get that number down.
Need some wood?
Yeah. Hit me over the head with it now and put me on a minute. Anyway, Brazilian's the word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228. And if you is, you will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Stop it. And that can be redeemed at the Boulevard location where we gather tonight after happy hour, or, of course, downtown at 201 Union. On the first floor of the RSA building. All right, I've got all kinds of odds and ends for the cheap and trashy, including the TV ratings from last week.
Okay.
But that doesn't include stuff like Game of Thrones. Everybody except me and Emily watched that.
Yep.
That's how the ratings came out. Just said two people.
Well, okay. I understand that. Someday you might, you know, you might dive into it.
I'll get to it in about 20 years, which seems to be my rate. Of viewing things.
Ooh. One day you'll be in here and Emily will just barge in and be like, oh, winter's coming. We're like, that's old.
Yeah.
Should be throwing out catchphrases that have died a long time ago.
That's me.
Everybody that calls the show this week, including those who have already called, are eligible to win some nice prizes in our final Emily segment of the week. One of those things we give away is the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Memorial weekend. Memorial Day is a week from Monday, so the weekend preceding is going to be on us pretty quick. You may want to get your car into one of Don's three locations, get it checked out, so you're ready for the drive ahead, because, as Rich Thomas will tell you, Owasa is no fun at this time of the year.
Neither is Nymph.
To have a Nymph and a climax. You think maybe they'll rename Millbrook that. Maybe they can trade names.
Millbrook is fine the way it is.
Don has three locations to get your car in. They'll get you back to work, back to your house. They'll accommodate you any way they can.
It's twice a day, Nymph.
I got news for you, Nymph. It's a lot more than twice a day. I knew her. Downtown at 408 Madison on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And in twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. 623. The timeline for the 15th of May is next. We will also... What's our TV topic?
What we did okay yesterday?
It's okay to pig out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go by and visit them?
I did.
Did you have something for them?
Yes, I had a little breakfast treat for them.
Oh.
You are so nice.
Oh. Well,
I made some sausage balls this morning for husband, and so I took them some as well.
Yeah. Where's ours?
Well, I knew that breakfast was going to be provided by Budell here.
Okay. So, Counselor... Do I understand you correctly? You don't have any breakfast balls?
I say.
No, but yeah, I took them some sausage balls this morning. If y'all would like some, you just have to let me know. I don't want to double up on the breakfast here, but I felt since...
Well, we appreciate the early morning email, though.
I'm just a lowly southern sausage ball attorney, but...
Southern sausage ball attorney.
Yeah. All right, we're turning into an episode of Matlock here. We have to stop this. Let's get our first look at the roads with Mr. Balaki at 624 in the timeline. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Future broadcasters, get ready.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with our eyes on the traffic around the river region this morning, and we don't have any problems in the Montgomery area. Everything is great around the boulevard. It's kind of getting busy, but there's no problems for you. We also don't see any troubles on the interstates. As you're moving through town, just be careful, and there are no issues on the 31s this morning. If you're headed north of Prattville on I-65, we do have an issue for you. There's been an accident up in Chilton County, and I-65 northbound is closed at exit 200. You're going to exit there, head over to Verbena, and go north on 31 to rejoin the interstate, so be careful in that area. It's already really crowded. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or King Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the
from our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All the news is fake.
The Pope shocked the entire nation, endorsing Donald Trump at his inauguration. News can't get any faker, not a real newspaper. It's just disinformation, those crafty Russians making fake news. It's fabricated.
Proliferate.
Now for some real news that happened on this date, May 15th, the timeline with Rich Thomas.
135th day of the year, 230 days remain on National Chocolate Chip Day.
Mm.
Yeah, I think there's a great new song promoting chocolate chips from Weezer coming out.
Oh, Rich.
A couple of Eagle background vocals.
Chocolate chips. Chips Ahoy is not having a good week.
No?
No. They thought the best way to send a positive Mother's Day message to promote Chips Ahoy cookies was to have a drag queen do the message.
Oh, no.
It was so over the top.
How over the top was it, Greg?
This much over the top.
Not only that, their factories in China.
Oh.
Today is National Slider Day. May 28th is the annual National Hamburger Month also, by the way. By the way, White Castle, we don't have one, of course. They're up north. They're the crystal of the north. We'll be rewarding its patrons with free sliders today. It's Straw Hat Day, by the way. 1928, Mickey Mouse made his first appearance in a silent film called Plain Crazy. What?
Who did?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck. Oh.
89 years ago, 1930, Ellen Church became the first airline stewardess when she was on duty aboard a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Boy, the Wi-Fi on planes back in 1930 was terrible.
You couldn't get anything.
Oh, jeez.
You had to open the window and yell real loud.
I know. 79 years ago, 1940, nylon stockings went on sale for the first time in the U.S.
Ooh, la la.
Also on that day, McDonald's opens its first restaurant in San Bernardino, California. 1941, Joe DiMaggio's record 56-game hitting streak began on this day. Then he hit every game. He hit in every game until July 17th.
Also, you think anybody will ever break that record?
I don't think so. Dalton Joe has left and gone away. 1941 on this date, the first Allied jets fly over Cranwell, England. So this is the start of jet propulsion in the war years. 1942, Ronald Reagan applies for transfer to the Army Air Force. Eventually, he would use his thespian background to use on World War II propaganda films. He did a whole bunch of those. 63, the Flight of Faith 7. It's Gordon Cooper launched into space with the longest American space mission to that date. Get this, 48 years ago, 1971, Pink Floyd plays at the Crystal Palace Bowl in London. They rocked out in front of a large lake, and reportedly, a number of fish were killed by the loud music. I kid you not.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, supposedly. 1972, this is the date that in an outdoor rally in Laurel, Maryland, George Wallace, governor at that time and presidential candidate, shot by 21-year-old Arthur Bremer, three others wounded, Wallace permanently paralyzed from the waist down. The next day, though, while fighting for his life in a hospital, he won major primary victories in Michigan, Maryland, and Wallace remained in the hospital for several months, bringing his third presidential campaign.
I think he would have won Illinois, too. He was popular. The Daily Democrats, he was a Democrat, so...
To win the next day when your life was in question, that's amazing. Now, our song of the day, it's one we've never done before because of its extremely abbreviated intro. But School of Broadcasting students, there's a lesson to be learned here. From Larry Stevens, School of Broadcasting, here's a song with essentially a cold open. Now, you can come out of a spot set. Larry taught us play the most boring spot first and then go up to the brighter sounding like Coca-Cola jingles at the end of the spot set and then jingle into this Motown classic.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you and it was plain to see.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you.
give the call letters into the music, but never give the call letters into the spot break, because that sends a bad message. Now we're done. On this date in 73, Playgirl hits the newsstands for the first time.
Oh, hey.
That gone away?
I would not know, Rich.
Oh, I thought you have a stack of
no.
Those.
Very funny moment in an All in the Family episode where they're waiting for their first grandchild to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just sitting there, and Edith finds a Playgirl sitting on the magazine on the table.
Yeah.
And she's reading it, and she opens up the centerfold and holding it. And then Archie notices and has an absolute fit about having such, what's he call it?
Provocative.
Pornography. Hardcore pornography.
On this date in 2010, Jessica Watson becomes the youngest person to sail nonstop around the world without assistance. She was 16. A year ago today in 2018, the Laurel-Yanny disagreement on the audio file begins to cross social media. Birthdays today, tennis player Andy Murray is 32. Ahmet Zappa is 45, son of Frank, brother of Dweezil. Emmett Smith is 50 today. Dan Patrick, former ESPN guy, now he's got his own deal going, is 63. George Brett, 66. Madeleine Albright, who looks every minute of 82.
Not a good-looking woman.
Famous as an on-stage announcer at Woodstock, Wavy Gravy is 83 today. His real name is Hugh Romney. Countdowns, 9 days till Memorial Day, 32 days till Father's Day. Football in 107 days, and Christmas is just 224 days away. Now we're done. That's your timeline.
That's your timeline with your host, Rich Thomas, 636. We'll be joining our friends on TV in just a moment, in about 24 shopping minutes from right now. Chad Sasser's going to slip the key in the front door at Lewis Lawn. They open up at 7 o'clock year-round. They stay open later during the summer hours till 5, and it's a place that's in the process of expansion, which is great because the Lewises are awesome people. It's been a legacy business and a longtime supporter of News Talk 93.1 FM, and we really appreciate them and hope you'll do business with them when you need a mower, blower, pressure washer, anything to maintain the outside of your house. They carry all the great product lines like steel. It's a steel blower that comes in so handy, not just for yard work, but for cleaning porches and decks, and get that done in seconds. The Shindawa product line as well, and a full service department behind the scenes to help you maintain your product and keep it in good working order. And of course, it comes with a warranty. And guess what? That means you can bring it back to Lewis Law when it needs service or repair or warranty work. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, and you can reach them at 244-9191, 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Oh my gosh, it is so refreshing out there this morning. Just so nice. Sunshine, low humidity, another great day today with a high temperature up to about 82. Mostly clear tonight. We're not going to fall into the 50s anymore. Probably not until well into the football season. But tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 86. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but I think the chances are small. You know, 15 to 20% chance at best. So we'll just mention that. Friday and Saturday, upper 80s to around 90. A little bit more humidity creeps in. Not much change Sunday, high 89. Can't rule out an isolated storm, I suppose, late in the day or Sunday evening. And then a couple of spotty showers with a fizzling front into the area on Monday. Right now, this morning, Selma and Prattville at 50, Troy at 49. Oh my gosh, this is great stuff. Alex City 51. It's 54 at Danny Field at 638.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
At 6:39, we're just waiting to make our connection with our TV friends.
Rising, get you ready, man. We're listening to them in queue in our ear, and they're just talking in their break, and we.
You might can hear them too.
It's true,
and you don't have to have a FISA warrant to listen in on them either.
Is it? Does it bleed into our...
When I was out sick and I was listening through the Alexa app,
yeah,
I could hear everything they were saying.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you can hear it on the radio or if you can hear it only through the app, maybe. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've heard this from husband before.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you plan on eating and drinking your way through life...
Don't we all?
Yes. Here's a new survey that might help your guilt.
Yeah, a new study, it found that our bodies are actually pretty good at dealing with an occasional cheat day or eating more around the holidays. Every weekend can be a holiday if you want. And it might not have any significant long-term effects, but only if you exercise and eat healthy most of the time.
There's always a catch.
What does that even mean?
Let's bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi there. What's our favorite? If you're going to pig out, if you're going to enjoy a moment of gluttony, and by
sausage
the way,
balls.
Oh, that's right. We heard rumors.
He's mentioning that.
Stirring the pot. We didn't talk about that already.
Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't get any.
No, there were none here.
What?
I was only.
Oh. Well.
Well, Greg. Now you know how we feel over here.
On the table to serve, guys. Wow. I thought.
We had to deal with steak and eggs.
Yeah, that's all we...
Well, this is probably better than the steak and eggs, I gotta say.
Oh.
I've had way too many already, and I was like, I don't know how they do breakfast every morning, because I'm staring at the teleprompter, I'm focusing, because I'm getting sleepy.
People that listen to our show know that we don't pay very close attention to much of anything. We're just kind of freewheeling. You're under a lot of pressure on TV because they can see you,
right,
and what you're doing as well.
Yeah.
The one part of the story that troubled me is that gluttony can lead to the collection of what they call visceral fat,
yeah,
which can affect your organs. And that's as good as it gets, guys.
Okay. Look at the time.
And if you really want to be, if you really want to be gluttonous, put it in a bowl on the floor and eat it like your dog does. That's how you can really
get
into it.
I allow myself a couple of cheat days towards the weekend. But
and what you do though? Right. What is your favorite cheat food?
I just eat stuff with more calories. For instance, you know, I don't normally eat a dessert, but
I
might eat it. No, I might eat a dessert. You know,
look at him. He's so trim.
Oh yeah. Oh right.
TV adds
60 pounds to you.
Chocolate is my.
What's the worst is when your co-anchor knows the cheat food that you can't say no to, and
right,
she gets you a whole box of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's talking about.
Wine?
I cannot. I'm embarrassed to say this.
Listen,
I cannot say no to Honey Buns.
I thought I was being nice.
Honey Buns.
Always in the vending machine getting. Yes, exactly. And they were the mini ones that you just eat so quickly.
So like I could have eaten the whole box in a sitting, and I might have.
And you see, you know what? That's the last time I do something nice.
But then Andrew runs 9 miles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, that's all. I was just trying to give you like more
fuel. She was giving you fuel.
You know.
Uh oh. What do
fuel,
we have there?
That's it. That's all.
What do you got there?
There's nothing here.
What do you got there?
Is that
sausage balls? No?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. Are you kicking off cheat day already?
Hershey's sausage balls. They're really good. Try them sometime.
No. No.
Where can that go?
Uh-huh. I know.
I'm not going to find out.
Those who listen to our show a little bit later this morning are going to hear a very interesting story about how a young man lost well over 100 pounds. And it's not, you don't have to necessarily join a gym or buy a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
And for me, I've tried a couple of those things they advertise on TV.
Yeah.
But I'm not buying a Peloton because that'll become a clothes hanger in 2 weeks. I can just buy those at Walmart or something.
And Oprah's been on more than one diet, huh? I mean,
Oprah, over the course of her life, has gained and lost about 3 tons. If what? She's been doing this for 30, 40 years.
Right. Right. Okay. I feel
not that I should talk.
Feel hungry.
Thanks, guys.
As you stuff your mouth full of chocolate.
You guys have a good one.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Poor Andrew.
Get taken off the air. Yeah. If you want to hear more from Freeman and a lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Andrew was rather tickled.
What got his funny bone?
Seeing you, I don't know, the chocolate going in your mouth there? I don't know.
I mean, if I could, I'd tie this around my neck like a feed bag.
That's a funny.
It wouldn't show a whole lot of Shuang Fei on my part, but
you may have just unleashed
the power of Oprah on us.
She's coming for us. She's coming for us, Oprah. We're sorry. That's what they just said.
So you guys know that we have the television on in here, but it's muted, so we have the closed captioning rolling. And we just saw behind Greg's head a little black and white bar roll up that says, "You may have just unleashed the power of Oprah on us." So one of them just shared that on the air.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be all you, Greg.
Look.
Way to go.
She's not in the Bible. I think she's just as eligible, but what I said is true. Those who have been watching Oprah since time immemorial.
Isn't a Pope so freeing?
She has got, she's been on one diet after another.
Yeah, she's struggled just like pretty much every American has on and off of diets over the years. Thank you. Endorsement deal-wise, though, she's come out a lot better than everybody else.
and she is believable when she says,
Oprah real talks.
I know what to say.
What do you need to say?
Traffic. There's a traffic. I-65 north at Verbena.
Again.
Is closed due to a tractor-trailer overturn. Take 31 if you need to go to Birmingham.
Wait a minute.
It's basically
like
the same deal from the other day. Because that was at exit, or that was at mile marker 195, and Verbena's 200.
This is deja vu.
Yeah, it is. Oh, 65 north at Verbena.
Deja
is
interstate.
Closed.
Oh, no. This has never been an accident in that part of I-65, though, right?
Not that I can remember.
My lifetime.
Speaking of guess where one of our Morning Maroon nominees comes from today?
Florida. Florida.
And coming up, we'll open the Cheap and Trashy. We'll open with a Little Mermaid parody, because now Disney has just taken over Hulu today, from what I understand.
You're kidding.
No.
Yeah, they own full control. Well, I mean, they already owned a stake in Hulu, but they have assumed full control.
What's next?
You.
So they don't have the money to get him. They just don't. Come on.
Mickey says partly cloudy today.
The sky's a little rough.
Are you going to take me with?
Sorry.
Brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling towards our morning rush hour, and everything looks pretty good out there this morning. We don't have a lot of traffic problems for you. The boulevard's moving along smoothly. I-85 doesn't have any issues. There is a little bit of a slowdown with the traffic around the river bridges on I-65 southbound, but nothing serious this early in the morning. The big problem that we have is up north of Prattville. If you are headed north of Prattville, be careful, because you're going to have to exit at exit 200, go over to Verbena, and use 31 to go north on I-65 because of an accident north of the 200 mile marker. School buses are out picking up kids. Keep your eyes open for them this morning. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari, and if you haven't seen Paradise Hotel, Fox's new hit dating competition, you are missing a total disaster piece. Sexy singles are trying to get some action without getting the axe, because the last couple standing wins a huge cash prize. And tonight, the guys are going to get the power, and you know what that means. Yep. Lip-locking, backstabbing, hair-pulling drama. Don't miss the sexy train wreck that is Paradise Hotel.
Tonight on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more Hotline Bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins. of dollars.
Plus,
a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stops for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but 2 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They own Lucasfilm and Marvel, Hulu and ESPN. They own Darth Vader and Star Wars, Mickey Mouse and Iron Man. They've got Disney World and Epcot and 200 Disney stores. They own Donald Duck and Goofy, and they want to own some more. Under Disney, Jiminy Cricket, Fox and The Simpsons, Obi-Wan Kenobi. They own Lifetime and A&E, History Channel, ABC. Disney makes dollars from Luke Skywalker under Disney.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 8 minutes before 7 o'clock, I just talked to 93.1, the Chief of Trash. We talked about the passing of Tim Conway earlier, so we just go to the everyday garbage that comes in this report.
Hey, garbage.
Hey, Game of Thrones, Avengers, and RBG lead the MTV Movie and TV Award nominees.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The hell is RBG?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh.
Emily says as though you should definitely know.
Let's see.
It took me a while.
Daniel Craig seriously injured making the 25th James Bond movie.
No.
He injures himself every time they make one of those movies. He's lost teeth. He's cut a finger off.
He's 51 years old. And this is going to be his last Bond film, but shooting in Jamaica is, that is where they're making the movie, right?
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
ABC has made their programming announcements for the fall schedule.
Schedule.
There is a conspiracy thriller called Emergence, starring Terry Adams and Alison Tolman from the first season of the Fargo series. Just said that to see if you're paying attention, gang.
We all looked at each other.
There is a Blackish spinoff called Mixed-ish.
Oh.
Really? When are they going to come out with the Hunky-ish ABC? Why don't you at least be fair to Hunky-ish. Everybody? ABC has also ordered a revival of Kids Say the Darndest Things, originally launched by, talk about original ideas, 60 years ago by Art Linkletter.
Yeah.
Then Bill Cosby did it.
Who's going to host it now?
Tiffany Haddish.
But Linkletter
could be funny.
Did a great job,
yes,
because the looks on his face.
Do you have the Steve Harvey news in there?
What happened to Steve Harvey?
He lost two jobs within like 4 hours yesterday.
No!
What happened?
Why?
Yeah, he got canned from the Steve Harvey Show.
He did.
In order to put in the Kelly Clarkson Show.
But here's really good news. This news is so good. What was the other one he lost?
He lost the Big Shots show on NBC with the kids.
But does he still have Family Feud?
He still has Family Feud.
We have to go to a GoFundMe page to make sure he eats tomorrow. I don't think so.
Big Shots host is replaced now by Melissa McCarthy.
Remember the tabloids were calling him Deadbeat Dad there for a while?
There's a lot of stuff issues. Out there. I mean, yeah.
But those suits.
But this is the best news of the morning in the cheap and trashy.
Okay. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Alec Baldwin Show has been canceled by ABC.
Oh, man.
It's not like we didn't
and
see
now dozens of people are going to have to find something else to watch.
I know.
Dozens.
But
dozens.
It's like Game of Thrones.
He's on like 80, yeah. He's on like 80 other shows, so.
Dozens of us. Dozens.
All right, other fall TV announcements. Empire, which will not bring back the despicable Jussie Smollett. Sixth season, the one upcoming in the fall, will be its last. Modern Family will end after 11 years this year.
It's time.
Criminal Minds, 15th season will be its last. Blindspot.
Is Blindspot going to end?
After this upcoming season.
Oh, no!
What is that?
It's a show that my stepdaughter and I watch every time she's here. It's NBC. Oh. It's, you know, the girl that wakes up in Times Square. She has amnesia. It's all part of this whole plot to infiltrate the FBI, but then she turns good. It's good stuff. Then she turns bad again, but then she turns good again. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really well done, I think, and shot very well.
So. Connors will be back again, too.
Okay, awesome.
What's Connors?
I don't know.
What's Connors?
That was the one that Roseanne
used to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Or not spinoff.
But it has survived her departure. Vanna White, Pat Sajak, only one argument in 36 years, they say. And
it's
it was
a good
over
marriage.
Over what you put on a hot dog.
That'll do it.
Oh, God.
I know Jay and I have fought about that.
That'll end a marriage right there.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
Vanna puts mustard and ketchup on hers. Pat just likes ketchup.
Oh, Pat.
Gosh.
You're horrible. You're a monster.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, when you...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
That's fine when you're that age.
It just ain't fitting.
Don't even bring me.
Did you ever hear any air checks of him on Good Morning... I mean, on... Vietnam Radio, Armed Forces Radio Vietnam?
No.
I heard one clip.
You can Google it. And
I may have it in the system. I'm not sure.
It's just weird to hear him, Pat Sajak, on
AFR-VN.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. You can listen to it.
It's
on YouTube.
Sajak.
Ratings last week. This is the May sweeps month. But the shows are not drawing additional viewers with new episodes. Big Bang was number one with 12.5 million.
Yeah, their season finales, their series finales tomorrow night.
NCIS, we'll see how that draws. In fact, we have a True the Baloney today on season finales, and it's all about which shows drew the most people to the final episode.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be a good one.
And we're all talking about classic shows.
We know that MASH will be in there somewhere.
Absolutely. You are correct, sir. No doubt about it.
Did I give you the conundrum?
Oh, I haven't done anything with it yet.
Let's talk to Mike.
Hello.
What's up, Mike?
Hi.
Well, hello. I was watching news on TV about 3 weeks ago when the Webster's Dictionary words came out, the new ones for 2019. And one of them I looked up in the YouTube search, and it had no results.
What word was it?
Yeah.
Well, what it is it was one of those words that had two words. And a definition, but I the word bottle episode, I moved it over to YouTube and I took out one of the E's and then I pushed the letters together because YouTube thinks without spaces.
Oh.
So if you make up your own word and you tag a video, it doesn't have any choice but to post only one video. But if you find one out of the lexicon of the Oxford Dictionary, and then you have everyone in the United States look it up at the same time. If it were to hit 10,000 subscribers, it would begin to spin gold. So on one spot, say in Dallas, Texas, if I said, YouTube this, and I gave out a word I make up, all I'm doing is a bank deposit.
I see.
But you can pull the word out of the dictionary. Imagine running for office. Sorry.
No, no. We're